Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this 12th Sunday after Pentecost is our gospel reading, St. Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 40. These are the words of our Lord, and so we pray. May the meditations of our hearts and the words of my mouth be pleasing unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Imagine living according to Jesus' words. No anxiety, no worry. Is this even possible? With us? No, no. Yet with God, all things are possible. In Christ, we are arrayed like one who has not toiled. Woven, spun, sewn, adorned, or even picked out what we were to be covered with. Better than the lilies of the field, Christ covers us with himself, and we are bright shining like he is, brighter than the sun itself. So why worry? It's hard to break bad habits. Our vision is often blurred, darkened. We forget what we are and are meant for. So we worry, and we mistrust, and we hoard. It is hard to trust and be carefree in a world that demands and hurts and robs and curses and tells us there is no such thing as a free lunch. So watch out. Watch out for number one, or else. Well, because they are right. There is no such thing as a free lunch. The Bible even says that. It says that if you don't work, you don't eat. So then how can Jesus say such things to us, to them, to the world listening in? Anyone ever invite you over to dinner? Did you earn it? Or was it just because you were their friend? Okay, no, but what about your relatives? Now you can pick your friends. Building a trusting give-and-take relationship, but not really with your relatives. Anyhow, is any real trust and friendship worked for? At times. Well, maybe more these days. I guess if you put it that way, but is that the same kind of work as the 8-to-5 job? I know with some of us, our relatives, like Uncle Jack, it can be even harder than the old grind. Yet the friendship, that is a labor of love. One that we give little thought to the effort involved. And if there is any work at all, it is, well, we're glad to do it. We live for such things and such people in our lives. And so it is not at all really earned, but rather bestowed. Yes, I know, trust is earned. But only with those who are smarting from so much betrayal. But in others, it comes with ease. As it should be. As it could be. We do see it all the time. People say, well, we just hit it off right away. Quick and fast friends. So dinner is served, or we serve it to them. A free lunch and many more where they came from too. That is what friendship is known to be all about. It is good family and friends around a warm fire or the piano, all with good food and drink, and even if you like, a good cigar. Sorry, ladies, but they can take that outside while they're bringing in the wood, right? and yet, there is still no such thing as a free lunch. Whoever gives it away, that dinner even, had to earn it by whatever means they had. Then they had to prepare it for their guests and bring it to table and not to mention the cleanup afterwards. There is always work involved. there is always a cost. Yes, sin has a cost. It's cost us something. No, for real. And we have to say it this way, it has cost us everything. No more does creation obey us. No more we have to pull life from the ground the hard way. No more as we have to kill and eat. No more as we have to get down and dirty. We have to fight the weeds and the bugs. All by sweat, blood, and tears. All that good quality time taken away just to be able to eat. Our very lives used to be, well, they're used up with all this hard time. This is why we worry about what we will eat, where, and where we will live. Life has taken ease by the throat and squeezed. It has broken many of us, and mistrust is now what we breathe of every day. The wages of sin is decay, ruin, and death. So what we hear most is, there is no such thing as a free lunch. And yes, we work hard to have those short moments where we can share and give and trust. To have something called home and hearth, friends and good times, good cheer, music and laughter, and just a little light in so much darkness. Then Jesus comes along and asks such silly questions as why we concern ourselves, why we worry, as if there ever was such a thing as a free lunch. And then Jesus says to us, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, Jesus has come along. You see, Jesus has come along. Jesus came along and fed 5,000 people and also 4,000 people for free, a free lunch. Jesus turned water into wine for a wedding reception party, free wine, the best wine, all for us. But it wasn't free. We got to understand that too. It was not. No, it was not free for Jesus. He paid dearly, but he paid for us. He is the one who worked hard to sit us down at his table to feed us. All by his blood, sweat, and tears. No, there is no such thing as a free lunch now. But Jesus is so rich and able. He has paid for everything, pays for everything. For this life, and then on and on into eternity. For the whole world. For each of you. Even for me. This he did. Spent all his life when he walked on the earth. Spent it all on us. Unto death. A death on a cross. Sweating with his dear blood flowing. And even tears as he endured separation from his Father. This he did so that all, so that there was an eternity for all of hearth and home, music and laughter, and bright daylight could be had for all those who sat in darkness. All for us, for the world. So for each of us that believes, that old curse is being lifted. Soon the earth will be as it once was. Soon we will also be where we were meant to be. Actually, all will be far better than when it was first created. Heaven will dwell openly and visibly on the earth. We will have a far superior body than Adam and Eve ever had. And we will be with Jesus more than just in the cool of the day. We will have it all. We will be joint heirs with Jesus, owning both heaven and earth, the whole kingdom. But Jesus says, It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So we really don't have much to worry about then. Our life, it is kept in Christ, who is the resurrection of the dead. Food, he gives us his body and blood until heaven's banquet. Clothes, well, we have the finest white linens ever made by water and word, his word, dipped in the blood of the Lamb. House and home, better ones await us. He went to prepare them for us. And this place, now this is just a way station on the way there. We are traveling through it. And yes, I know it is the valley of the shadow of death. But we are passing through it to live and to bring as many home as we can with us. This is what we should be concerned about. The only thing that is eternal, lasting, and of value on earth are people. So invite, share, give, help, and worry about them, praying for them. Take their hands then, as many as we can manage, grasp and hold on tight, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Maybe tonight, and maybe now. But don't be afraid. Don't be concerned. Jesus has you by the hand, and his grip is strong. He will not let you go. He knows you and I are weak. So much of the time he carries us. That's why we know we do not need to be afraid. Most of the time he's carrying us until we are all the way home. So in truth, there is no real reason to worry about our lives here. Believe him when he tells us not to. He and his Father know what we need for each and every single day before we even ask. Look to him for all things, as it is from him all things come. And because of this, we can boldly say with the real St. Jude, that to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.